It was 2 days after the memorial service when Piper woke up suddenly, as if startled by a loud noise, and found herself staring at her husband's eyes. Eyes she often thought were the color of the Chesapeake Bay, briny and gray with a hint of sky. Eyes she hadn't seen in 2 full weeks. "Tom!" she cried, her heart swelling with joy, relief, and love. Always love. His face still groggy with sleep, his head lying on his pillow exactly in the dent Piper had been staring at for days. He blinked at her. "You're here," she said, sitting up.
"Of course I'm here," he said.
"Why didn't you wake me?"
Tom yawned. "Seriously? I know how much you like your sleep." He arched an eyebrow. "Why are you acting so strange?"
Piper stared at him, all the words pooling in her mouth. That, though she knew better, everyone said he wasn't coming home. That she'd started to believe them. That the weight felt so heavy in her chest at times, she thought she might never, ever breathe again. But suddenly, none of that seemed to matter. He was here. Tom was home. And then she remembered her hair. She hadn't bothered pulling it up into a top bun at night or wrapping it in a scarf like she usually did. She couldn't remember the last time she moisturized or combed it. And only now, when she gently patted it with her hand, did she notice the way the corkscrew curls knotted around each other, matted up in patches, like a mangy dog. She could only imagine how terrible it looked, and that was when the sourness wafted up to her nose, and she realized the only thing rivaling her looks was probably the way she smelled. Half of her wanted to immediately jump in the shower, but the other half was terrified Tom would disappear if she did. So she sat still, torn, while Tom just lay there, smiling at her, the way he always did, slightly amused, full of adoration. "I need to get cleaned up," she said, reticently slipping out of bed and padding backward to the bathroom, not wanting to take her eyes off him. And then she froze. "Don't go anywhere. I'll only be a minute. Don't leave."
"Never," Tom replied simply. "Piper Parrish, I would never leave you."
And true to his word, he didn't. When Piper got out of the shower, Tom was still there.